John Jackson, CEO of the Schott Foundation, says there's no genetic explanation for racial differences in educational performance, so the variations must lie in social policies and practices. It's worth noting, he says, that graduation rates for African American males are not lower in places like Vermont, Maine, and North Dakota,
where they're so small in number that they can't be relegated or isolated in under-resourced spaces. And in those spaces, they perform on par or even better than their white male peers.
The foundation wanted to see how white males fare in under-resourced districts. John Jackson.
We went to Detroit, where the black male graduation rate was 21% and the white male graduation rate was 19%.
Hampton Conway, principal of Propel East Charter School in Turtle Creek, says poverty and isolation create an opportunity gap.
Middle class and upper class, there are kids, they've been on an airplane three times by the time they're in second grade. They've seen other parts of the country, other parts of the world, and that's an education. If you grow up in a bubble, and a lot of times all you see is all you know.
Conway recalls driving one of his students to the waterfront in Homestead.
He was living in North Versailles, 15, 20 minutes away. His eyes lit up as soon as we drove down there. And he's like, "Where are we?" I said, "This is the waterfront." He said, "Oh, I heard about this place. I think we're 20 minutes away." He's in eighth grade. When you think about kids that just haven't seen outside of their small kind of little world, yeah, their minds are limited. And we've got to crack that open and get them out to the zoo and to other places.
Distant realities might not make up for the lack of exposure, says Conway.
When Obama became president, it's great, you know, young black boys and young black girls now realize they can be anything they want to be because, look, we have a black president, which, yeah, is good. But there's still young black boys and young black girls that Obama is so far removed from their reality. Every day they see their uncle on the corner. They see mom on the corner. They see cousin over here smoking weed. Now, if that's what you see every single day, day in and day out, that's your reality.
Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Linda Lane says Pittsburgh has high numbers of African Americans living in poverty, which does impact learning. But that's not the whole story.
Race is a factor as well. And if we pretend otherwise, we're not going to find much in the way of solutions because we're being pretty naive.
The legacy of slavery still affects African Americans, according to Lane, a view shared by Jerome Morris, who teaches first grade at Faison K through 5 in the Homewood neighborhood of Pittsburgh.
There had to be a process to take a human being, a man, and make him a slave. Once legalized slavery was ended, we didn't necessarily go back and repair the damage that was done to put them in a situation where they accepted slavery. For those hundreds of years that we were slaves, the black man, his value was only in his labor and his breeding. And so where in time do we mark that it was made very clear to black men that you have a value of contributing to your community other than what you were brought here for?
African Americans, boys especially, have often internalized negative messages about themselves by the time they get to late elementary school, according to Katie Carroll, who teaches kindergarten at Faison.
They've had some experiences that are telling them, maybe I'm not as smart, maybe I'm not as good, maybe I'm not as this, maybe I'm not as that.
Jerome Morris says African American boys are star students when they enter school.
It's not until around fourth or fifth grade we not only see an achievement gap between black boys and white boys and black girls, but we see a decline when we compare them to themselves in early grades.
Increasing cultural alienation leads to decreasing achievement, says Morris.
The energy that students bring to school, like the physical energy, social energy, isn't always valued. In that sense, schools as institutions aren't conducive to the development of African-American students. You're 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11 years old, and you feel like you're in this antagonistic environment, not just because of your race, because I don't think kids at elementary level see their race, especially in the communities I usually teach because we're all black. But when you just feel like it's an antagonistic environment. Think about the damage that does.
According to Morris, the alienation creates an identity crisis that worsens in middle school and high school.
In a typical elementary school classroom, you have a white, middle-class, suburban female. And then you have a poor, African-American, inner-city boy. There's a lot of differences in terms of how they perceive the world, but more importantly, how they interact with the world. And so sometimes we see the teacher imposing her cultural styles on those students. You will conduct yourself, you will interact with the world according to my values, not necessarily the values you bring to school.
A lack of interaction between communities affects students and teachers, according to Katie Carroll.
My first school was up in Garfield. In Mount Lebanon, we had no black children. It was very, especially when I was growing up, one race, one way. And even in college, I didn't have that much interaction with African Americans. So coming in to teach in this all African American school, coming from Mount Lebanon and the white suburban upper middle class values that I had, I mean, I remember the day very, very clearly that I realized there are 25 of them and there's one of me. I have to come to them. They can't come to me.
Teacher Jerome Morris has a formula of sorts for helping African-American students, boys in particular, to find their way.
Embracing them as people when they first come in, equipping them with the skills, but also providing opportunities for them to be successful in those upper elementary years. But then when you get into middle school, you got to work on that identity formation. Schools only help them see themselves in a professional sense, not in terms of who they are as human beings.
Morris says explicit guidance is needed.
This is the struggle. These are the hurdles. And the work has to be to navigate that. There's a technical piece, you know, learning how to read and write and do math. And I don't think that's the challenge. I think that comes fairly easy if you're committed. And then when I get older, a lot of conversations. What is the purpose of you putting in these long hours? What is the purpose of your education? What's the purpose of your degree? You know, where do you see yourself fitting into society when you're 20, 25, 30 years old? And I think those are the things that are missing.
Providing these things, says Morris, will increase the chances for African-American males to achieve success, not only in school, but in life. Charlie Song, 90.5 WESA News.